a software platform that helps Michigan farmers keep track of their finances in real time. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Many farmers are busy enough having to juggle the hard work and heavy lifting of their farm operation with also having to serve as their own bookkeeper and chief financial officer. And that's where Traction Ag can help.
Traction Ag was started with a pretty simple idea, and that was to give farmers a modern cloud-based financial platform that's built specifically for how farms actually operate.
And that's Hannah Parsons, Chief Operating Officer for Traction Ag. She says the goal of Traction Ag is to help farmers move from after-the-fact bookkeeping to real-time financial insight that's connected to their farm operations so they can make better decisions in real time with more confidence.
When your numbers are spread across spreadsheets, paper invoices, and different systems, whether it's at your agronomy or grain partner. So what we do at Traction is bring all of that together. We focus on true farm financials, so accounting, cost tracking, profitability, down to a field level, and the tools farmers need to understand where they are today and where they're headed.
Parsons says their farm accounting software platform can help sort out two big challenges that farmers are facing.
First, complexity and volatility. So input costs, interest rates, and market conditions have shifted so quickly. Year-end reporting isn't enough. Farmers want in-season clarity. Am I profitable on this field, this crop, this decision? Answering that requires timely, accurate financial data. The second theme is just time and capacity constraints. Most operators are running really lean, and they're the same people that are making agronomy, marketing, and operational decisions. They're farming, and they're also trying to keep up with bookkeeping on nights and weekends. So it's not a lack of skill, it's a lack of hours in the day, and the growing complexity of the financial management. So it leads to delayed data, incomplete records, and then a lot of pressure to make decisions when all that stuff isn't readily available.
Learn more about Traction Ag and the service they provide to help Michigan farmers. It's at tractionag.com. You can also read more by visiting our website, michiganagtoday.com.
National FFA Week is February 21st through the 28th. A week set aside for FFA students across the country to share how FFA impacts members every day. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. What better way to show your support of FFA than to get involved in FFA Week? Whether it's in person, on the phone, or via social media, be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th.
Hi, I'm Ron Calhoun from Lansing, Michigan with Nutrient Ag Solutions, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Plenty of moisture moving across the state of Michigan here today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. Good news is that moisture, or at least the most intense, should die off as we get to midday and early afternoon. Now, we don't say we're completely done for this afternoon, but I think less intense moisture. And honestly, we're seeing now a slight shift into better lake effect in western Michigan as we move through the late afternoon, evening, and overnight. Again, Lake Michigan only about 33 to 35% iced in, so there's enough open water that with winds like we're expecting here for tonight and tomorrow, we probably do see a decent lake effect to set up. That lake effect setup dies down tomorrow afternoon and evening, and we should put together a chilly but better Sunday forecast. Again, some clouds around, but nothing dramatic. Big warm air surge trying to come in next week. That is still here. It starts Monday, but we don't get into the heart of the biggest surge on Monday. I think Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are going to be your warmest days. Can see some temperatures pushing the 40s easily in southern lower Michigan. The rest of the state, not so much, but it will be warmer. All right, let's go there, but probably not 40s. And then we get to the later part of the week after a little bit of light rain tries to come through Wednesday, Thursday. We get into the later part of the week and cold air wants to advance back down. We do not see any major weather system coming, though, until we get easily into next week. I think next Wednesday, the 18th, is when we have to watch for a nice round of rain, thunderstorms, and snow trying to come into the state of Michigan. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Bad news for the labor market means good news for the grain markets. Here to explain, Andy Eubank and Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. They spoke at the close of trade Thursday.
Follow-through buying in soybeans, and once again, the corn market got lifted a little higher. Wheat also on the plus side. So money flow didn't favor the stock market and crude oil, but Carl, definitely some favorable money flow once again for especially soybeans.
Yeah, we did see a lot of money flow into the commodity market today, the ag sector, especially corn, soybeans, and wheat. Even with the U.S. dollar trading higher, this was money flow. Big losses in the equity market, the energy complex down, and the precious metals taking a bit of a hit here too. A lot of this coming from some labor data that we got out this morning showing January layoffs, the highest we've seen since the Great Recession back in 2009. So a little bit of a shock to the market caused that money flow away from those equity markets, away from the currencies, and back into the commodities, that safe haven buying off here a little bit today. Soybeans, the well-defined leader, and this is the carryover effect from President Trump's statement yesterday that China will buy another 8 million metric tons of soybeans this year. Now, we're seeing a little bit of clarification on this today. President Trump said he would like to see China buy another 8 million metric tons is the updated story. So, even though it's positive, we got to look at the realistic possibility of the United States being able to export another 295 million bushels of soybeans when you already have a carryout that's at 350 million bushels. It's going to get extremely tight.
Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Settlements from Thursday, March corn up 5.5 at 435, May corn 6 higher at 443. March beans jumping 20 cents to 11.12 and a quarter. May beans 21 and a quarter higher, 11.26 on the day. And March wheat climbing 8.5 to 5.35 and a quarter. A different story for the livestock markets, though. April live cattle sharply lower, falling $6.20 to $2.35.60. April lean hogs dropping 7 cents to $98.37. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.